This is part two of a BT Dailies that we're doing on worldview. And last time we talked about origins and meaning. Remember, worldview is, everybody has one. It's how you see, it's how you view the world, it's how you view society and other people, where you fit in society. And we all have a worldview. Much of the time it just is haphazard. It comes a little bit from education, a little bit from family, a little bit from our schooling, a little bit from our religion, and just from our experiences. I mean, if you spent your whole life being mistreated by others, it affects your worldview, how you see other people. So we all have a different worldview. But we've talked about major worldviews last time. We talked about secular humanism. We talked about the New Age movement. We also talked about Christianity. When we look at the Bible, we see a biblical worldview that if we can have, it changes everything. So last time we talked about origins and meaning. The origins are human beings were created in the image of God, that there is a creator God and we live in his creation. We start with that premise. Now that changes how you see a lot of things. First of all, you can't believe in evolution. We looked at meaning. We live in lives that many times seem like there isn't a lot of meaning, or it's all negative meaning. And that's because when we look at the scripture, what we find out is human beings turned their back on God. And the result is we've been cut off from God. And we're actually under the direction and deception of Satan. That now changes the way we see the world around us. We see where the evil comes from. We see why all of us have evil in us is because we're under the influence of Satan. And we want to go back to God. So last time what we ended up with is David saying he pants like a thirsty deer. He pants for God. He desires God so much it's like a man dying of thirst. That is the longing that's in each one of us. And that's part of the meaning we're looking for. And that brings us then to our next two points. One is morality. Of course, your worldview is going to determine and be part of how you act, how you treat other people. If you believe in secular humanism, that we're all just animals, issues like homosexuality, abortion, are meaningless because we're all just animals. The sense of morality that comes from Christianity is different. We are all made in the image of God. And therefore, God tells us how life works. Only God knows what will really make us happy. And when we start to talk about morality, the first thing we go to in the scripture are the Ten Commandments. And then we go to the Sermon on the Mount, Matthew 5, 6, and 7, where Jesus Christ lays down what true Christian morality is. But in order to do this, we have to repent. We must return to God. We must go back and understand our origins. We must understand our meaning and realize that only God can heal that longing inside of us to have a relationship with him. Once we then begin to return to God through repentance, and we start to understand that this is a way of life, we have to understand who Jesus Christ is, because it is he who brings us. It is only through him that we can receive salvation. We start to understand destiny. In other words, there's a purpose not only in this life, but there's a purpose for life after this. Life is more than this. It's not like the New Age movement where we sort of keep being reincarnated until we get the right karma. That's not what this is all about. Here's what it means to understand our origins, our meaning, to return to God, have God living in us so that we live the right way, and then we end up with this destiny. Here's what the Apostle John writes. Behold, what manner of love the Father has bestowed on us, that we should be called, listen to this, the children of God. We're made in the image of God. And he wants us to come back and be his children. Therefore, the world does not know us because it does not know him. In other words, in Satan's world, the true children of God will always be looked down upon. Beloved, now we are the children of God, and yet it has not been revealed what we shall be. But we know, okay, we know when he is revealed, when Christ comes back, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. And everyone who has this hope in him purifies himself just as he is pure. Everyone who understands this destiny, lives by this morality, understands their true meaning, and understands their origin. And this is the basis of all worldviews. What is your worldview? Have you ever thought about your worldview? How much of your worldview has been dictated to you by other people, by the way they treated you, or your education, or people you don't even know, or movies that you see, instead of understanding what the true God has in store for you. This worldview, the Christian worldview. Go ask God to help you see the world through His eyes. That's BT Daily. Join us next time.